This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Wisconsin, it seems, will continue to be a battleground state into next year, at least when it comes to elections for the state Supreme Court. That's because three-term incumbent Justice Ann Walsh Bradley says she'll leave the court about 14 months from now when her current term expires and won't run for re-election. The 73-year-old jurist says it's time to pass the torch. But that torch may be flaming hot if the contest to replace Bradley is as contentious as some predict. Bradley is part of the court's 4-3 liberal majority that took power last August after former Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz was elected to the statewide bench last April in the nation's most expensive judicial contest. The state Democratic Party supported Protasiewicz. Party Chair Ben Wickler praises Ann Bradley's timing.
I'm grateful that she reached a decision long enough in advance that potential candidates have the opportunity to prepare their plans to make sure that the best traditions of Wisconsin's highest court are upheld rather than reverting to the dark ages of the far-right majority that served until just this August.
Wickler won't say if he has a favorite to replace Bradley, but he does criticize a more conservative candidate already in the race, Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel, who previously served as a Republican state attorney general.
I will say that Brad Schimmel is the kind of MAGA extremist who is making clear to Wisconsinites in every corner of the state that his vision is a Supreme Court that grabs the wheel and turns it hard to the right, driving our state over a cliff.
Schimmel says he looks forward to continuing the fight to bring integrity and respect for the Constitution back to the state Supreme Court, and that he's running against the court's leftist majority. The Wisconsin Republican Party says Democrats are undoubtedly calling their out-of-state donors to try to purchase another Supreme Court seat, and that voters will elect a common-sense conservative justice next April. The Biden-Harris campaign also addressed the uncertainty of control of the state court after Bradley leaves office. The Democrats say that as Donald Trump brags about overturning Roe v. Wade and talks about letting states control abortion rights, a vote for President Biden this fall is the surest way Wisconsin voters can protect those rights. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.